What a year this week has been. It is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. A sunny day today here in northern Michigan, but the whole top half of the mitten remains under a flood warning. The waters at Sheboygan and Bel Air and plenty of other places are not yet receding, and there's more rain coming tonight. We have been checking in all week on the progress or the threat from these rising waters with IPR's Austin Rolater, and we're going to start there. He has been with us from the Bel Air Dam site through all of this. The water is pushing hard against that 120-year-old earthen berm structure below the dam, the village of Bel Air. People have been told there to prepare for the possibility of an evacuation. Austin is on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Austin.
Morning, Ed.
What do you see as you look out at the dam today?
Well, it didn't rain yesterday, and it didn't rain last night, so the water level is going down here at the Bel Air Dam. But we've got more rain in the forecast tonight. I'm standing here with Leslie Myers, dam operator for Antrim County. Leslie, what's the status of the dam right now?
Right now, we are so grateful to see another inch drop in the water levels here at the dam. Yesterday, we saw an inch. That was encouraging, but I still was on high alert. This morning, to find another inch drop is just great news. I also have reports that Six Mile Lake, farther up the chain, has seen about a foot decrease, which is putting them at last year's record highs. But this is so encouraging.
Yeah, and we're going to be seeing those water levels reach the dam as we move through today. So there's going to be rain coming tonight, Leslie. What efforts do you expect to see today to prepare for the rain?
You know, we're going to continue just doing what we're doing, monitoring, checking on debris throughout the system. But I just want everyone south of the dam to please stay ready.
There was a seepage on the earthen berm that was repaired earlier in the week. How is that repair holding up?
It is doing great. I want to really thank Tony Marshall and his crew. They did an excellent job. Things are very stable there, and we couldn't be happier about that.
So from where I'm standing right now, I can see a tree trapped in a bridge upriver. There's been a few docks, lawn chairs pulled out of the water. If that debris makes it to the dam, that can cause some serious issues. So do you foresee that kind of thing being a problem moving forward?
Oh, yes. You know, the water levels are so unstable right now that there's debris everywhere. We want to encourage everyone to please stay off the water today, even though the sun's shining right now and it's a beautiful day to be on the lake. So, you know, please, debris is hiding in plain sight. Be careful.
That's Leslie Myers, dam operator for Antrim County here at the Bel Air Dam. Ed, back to you in the studio.
Austin, thank you very much. Our thanks to Leslie as well. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the state of Michigan is pulling out all the stops to mitigate flood risk across the state and at the Sheboygan Dam and Lock Complex, which is where she was yesterday and talked to reporters at a press conference.
My administration will continue to monitor the situation and work with local communities to get them the resources that they need. We are in crisis mode now. Recovery mode will take additional work, and we will continue these partnerships.
She says crews are working around the clock to stop the dam from failing at Sheboygan. In addition, a representative from Consumers Energy said they were optimistic that the closed hydro plant at that lock site could reopen soon. Officials have been working really hard to get that back online and increase water flow at the dam. The Sheboygan River, less than about 5 inches away from the top of the dam now. On Tuesday, a DNR official said flooding would likely be kept to around 2 feet if there was a breach. Consumers also says workers are putting down materials to prevent riverbank erosion around the Hoden Pile Dam in Manistee County. Company spokesperson Brian Wheeler says rocks placed around that dam are a proactive measure. He says the dam is still structurally sound and operating safely.
We've seen a lot of precipitation, a lot of water moving through the area. This is just one way to stabilize that riverbank and make sure that we're protecting the safety of our coworkers and of the public.
Wheeler says there are other dams in the area, like Tippy Dam, do not require reinforcement at this point. Manistee County is under a flood warning until Sunday, as is all of northern Lower Michigan. IPR News will continue following this story into the weekend. We will be doing that mostly online at iprnews.org. We will break into broadcast programming if necessary, but our plan right now is to provide you with updates online as we go through Saturday and Sunday. it has been, wow, a very challenging week for a lot of people. The danger of the flooding, as you've heard, is not over yet. There are some reasons to hope. There are also plenty of reasons to stay prepared, and the aftermath of this flooding is going to last for a while. But hey, listen, it is a Friday, and we could all use something to smile about. So before we go, we want to introduce you to Sharon Hill. She's part of the program at the Traverse City Philharmonic called Act Two. It is an ensemble for adults who have never played an instrument or who haven't played in a very long time. Sharon Hill dabbled in the euphonium. It's sort of a small tuba-like instrument when she was a senior in high school. And that was about 50 years ago. She has not played it since until now. And she shared some of what she learned with IPR music director Amanda Sewell.
Well, Sharon Hill, you have brought your euphonium into Studio E today. I cannot wait. Will you please play us your three notes that you just learned this week?
It would be my honor.
Okay, listen, I played euphonium in high school and college. I haven't played since, but I have to tell you, this is pretty good for a 50-year gap, honestly.
That actually wasn't the right note, so I just kind of went with it. Let me try for the F again.
Sharon Hill, part of Act Two, a program of the TC Phil for adults to learn new musical instruments. Our colleagues at Classical IPR are talking with a couple of participants, and you can see and hear more at interlockenpublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us for the Up North Lowdown today and every day. You can subscribe to it through your favorite podcast app, and we are glad you're listening to IPR News Radio. Our producer is Austin Rolater. Edits this week came from Steve Junker and Peter Payette. And we are so grateful to the 400 or so people who contributed during our spring drive here at Interlochen Public Radio, raising collectively about $102,000 to keep programs like this going. It means a lot to us, as does your listening. Today is Friday, April 17th. Thanks for being here.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.